Now, the suggestion of online voting has been tossed around for a while now, and with local election turnouts at an all-time low, it has been touted as an answer to the falling figures of local votes. Yet new research from the Auckland University of Technology suggests this won't address the issue of engagement. Dr. Julian Molyneux, a director of the Policy Observatory, says voting in local elections is far too complex with too many options and few clear opinions for voters to recognise. While voting away online voting may give ease of access for those already interested, it will not break down the structural issues that keep people from voting. So producer Jack Marshall spoke with Dr. Molyneux about what the problem is with local elections and how we might improve them.
Two things here. Firstly, turnout in local elections has always been much, much lower than in our parliamentary elections. So this is not new. The concern is that turnout is falling. And if you continue that trajectory, we're going to get to the point where very few people are voting at all. And the elected local authorities really won't be able to claim that they've got a mandate from voters to do the things that they do. So I think that's where the concern is. If we compare a parliamentary election to a local election, they're actually really different. A parliamentary election, for people who don't follow politics closely, is actually quite easy to participate in. Mostly, you've got two questions to answer. What party do I give my party vote to, and which candidate do I want as my local MP? Those are the only decisions you have to make. And at a minimum, you can break that down to one decision, which is just the party vote. And you give your candidate vote to the candidate from the party you're giving your party vote to. So if you are busy living your life in between elections, not paying attention to the ins and outs of daily politics, you can still make a pretty good and informed decision come election time. Because we have political party branding, most people know which parties are closer to them in terms of their values and which ones are further away. Most people will have a sense of, do they want the current government to continue or would they like a change? And so it's quite an easy task to vote in a parliamentary election. Local elections, on the other hand, are really, really hard. You have to be quite committed to complete that ballot. Some places in Auckland are going to have five different fields they have to fill in if they've got a licensing trust. You've got different instructions for every single field. You've got a list of people to vote for that you've quite possibly never heard of before until the billboards went up. You have no idea how the incumbents are performing, and you don't know what their values are. You don't know what they stand for. Because a lot of people in local government stand as independents, and that doesn't tell us anything useful as voters. And so if you don't follow local government politics, the ins and outs of it throughout the whole 3 years, it's actually a really, really, really difficult task to complete that ballot. And it's no wonder that a lot of people give up.
I just have to almost agree with you completely. I study politics full-time at Auckland University. And right. I was looking at the voting sheet, and it was just kind of, I've never heard of these people or the things they stand for, and I kind of do this full-time. And so, for anyone else that's not particularly interested, it's just got to be absolutely confusing. You mentioned that, like, overseas there has been trials of this online voting.
Yep.
What are some of the pitfalls? What can we learn from the experiences overseas?
So online voting overseas tends to be done at below the parliamentary level elections. There's only one country that has online voting for their parliamentary election, and that's Estonia. Every other country has decided that the security risks or the benefits of online voting just don't warrant introducing it for their parliamentary or presidential elections. So it's used at a sub-national level, at provincial elections, regional elections, state elections, municipal elections, things like that. One of the lessons that comes from that is that sometimes you do get a slight bump in your turnout when you introduce online voting, because online voting makes it more convenient to vote so long as you're already motivated to vote. So it's a convenience factor. But what it doesn't do is solve the really deep turnout issues. If people are disconnected from their local authorities, just transferring the ballot from a piece of paper to a screen doesn't do anything to make it easier for them to vote. And so the message from overseas is that it doesn't solve turnout problems. It's much more about convenience for existing voters.
Right, I think you kind of touched on an important point there where it's not just the fact that you can vote online, but I was pondering that if we have more information online, kind of multi-pronged approach. So it could be that you can vote online and there's more information online all in the same space, so there can be more information as well as access out there, which might work to improve the voter turnout.
Yeah, well, the setup we have at the moment is really fragmented. So each local authority organises its own elections and organises its own promotion. And then you get all these other groups like Generation Zero and spin-off with Policy NZ putting out voter guides as well. And so your information is in lots of different places. And I think that if we could streamline things so that people had to do a bit less searching around to get the answers they're looking for, that would absolutely be a bonus.
So what are some of your solutions you'd like to put forward for actually improving voter turnout?
I think a lot of the problem has to be sheeted back to the local authorities themselves and to the elected representatives and to the candidates. You know, candidates who stand by saying, I'm the anti-politician politician, or vote for me to keep rates down, and label themselves as independent, aren't really presenting a vision of the future that people can believe in. And I think we need candidates who are upfront about their values and what they're doing there. We need to be more excited by our candidates. I think that would help. I think local authorities need to reconnect with their communities, and not just at election time. Democracy is about the entire 3 years. As we've lost a lot of local media, we have to think of new ways of connecting people to what's actually happening in their councils and ensuring that people can follow what's happening should they wish to. I'd also like to see civics being a requirement in schools, and if we could lower the voting age to the point where most people were still at school when they first became eligible to vote, we could enrol people while they were at school. Students could then be told about how to update their details, about why we vote, why it's important to be on the roll, and things like that. I think as our turnout is falling, more and more young people are growing up in households where voting in local elections is not the norm. So where do they learn about local government? And where do they get the help to actually do the basic things like get on the roll and figure out what to do if their voting papers don't turn up?
Rewire. Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. They shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
That was Jack Marshall talking to Dr. Julian Molyneux of the Policy Observatory on how to improve the problems with local elections.